Well, if you'll turn with me, please, to Acts chapter 4. Sonny, yet again, your name is beautiful, your name is wonderful. It fits right into what I wanted to talk about today, and you'll see in just a second, the unity of the Spirit. In verse 13 of Acts chapter 4, it says, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, 'What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name.' And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, 'Whether it's right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard.'" They threatened them further, but that did no good. Pastor Gary this morning talked about Abraham and God's desire that Abraham would let the world know that I follow a powerful God, and that message to go out from Abraham to the entire world. Well, this morning, I have the pleasure of inviting up my mother-in-law, Navika. Ba, will you come up, please? And you'll see here in a second why I've chosen this passage to open up with. But Ba, if you'll come up here and just share with us, you've recently been to London and back. And while in London, you had an opportunity to be with lots and lots of family members, yes. Right? And you went with a desire in mind to share something with them. Would you share with us what it was you wanted to share with your family?
Hello. First thing I tell about my VBS bracelet. I wear since VBS, and everybody asks me, "What is this?" And I explain each one. And everybody's shocked. And they ask me, "Why are you wearing that?" I say, "I am now Christian since last 3 years. I'm no more Hindu." And everybody's shocked. "Are you sure? Are you Christian?" I say, "Yes, I'm a Christian." And I say, "When he came, he died for us. He took my sin, he took your sin, and he died for us. If you believe or not believe, but I believe him, and I trust him, I love him." And after he died, I show him this one. I say, "Dome," I call Dome. I say, "He's in a dome 2 nights, and we're looking for him, and he's no more inside. And I know he is alive, and he come back with us, you know, again." Everybody's shocking, and everybody asking him the question. And I explain them everything. And they say, "I don't know, you believe when you start to believe Christian, this. I say, "I read my Bible. And I know, that's all, you know." And they know we're asking the question. And they're talking inside, my own sibling, they're talking to each other, "I'm crazy, you know." And I listen my own ear, and I keep quiet. I say, "This is not my job to explain." I try to explain everything. And when I finish everything, then I heard last thing they say, she is in a Christian, she believes in a Jesus, because every night I pray. That's why that I explain everybody, and everywhere I go, not only my sibling, my other people ask me too, and I explain everything that. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have my bracelet with me. And even I'm going to India next month, I'm wearing this one, and I explain everything. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, we hear stories about Josh at Walmart, and I'm telling you that Ba can give Josh a run for his money, because she does a lot of traveling, and she does wear her bracelet, and she shares with people just her sincere love of the Lord. And I so appreciate the, scripture talks about a childlike faith, and for her to share in with people of different languages even, but she finds that avenue to share Christ and what she believes, and she has her bracelet, and she calls the tomb the dome, but that's Ba. It looks like a dome on the bracelet, and so English being a second language, I look at that and I go, if I know the word dome, that looks like a dome to me. And so I just appreciate. Now, when you told them about Jesus and how he died on the cross, you told them that he died for your sin and for their sin. Now, how did they respond to that?
They right away, they just say, no, are you crazy? Because they don't believe Jesus and faith. But I try to explain, and they listen to me, but then they don't believe me. That's why them responsibility is not like happy. But I'd say, it's okay, I didn't say nothing. I just say, it's okay. And I try to explain them everything, yeah.
But we all meet up with hostility when we talk with our friends, our family, about Jesus, and when they're not as quick to receive. You also had an opportunity to meet with somebody special over there that you've known for a long time.
Yeah.
And tell us who he is.
His name is David, and he's a Christian like us. I just told Anna this morning, me and Anna coming, I said, Anna, you don't see David, but David is a pure heart, and he's a Jesus boy. And I met him 10 years ago. When my mom passed away, he come from hospital to stay with my mom. And he read all night, he hold my mom's hand, and he read the Bible. That time, I'm not Christian. But when he's reading, I know what is Jesus, because I used to go to school in India. I remember everything. But I have a relation with him last 10 years. And he talked with us, me and my sister, my younger sister. She listened, and I can tell her face, She said, yeah, 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 yeah. But in her heart, she did not believe. She went to school Jesus too. And I didn't say her anything. But when he start to praying, he hold my hand, my sister's hand, and David's hand. And he prays such a, if everybody listen that prayer, you think he is a Jesus, that much I have experience with him. And he's such a wonderful guy. He called me Mama. He always called me Mama. Yeah. That experience I have with him, he's a very good.
And how encouraging it is that while we've prayed, Hina's prayed for years and years for her mom's salvation, as I know that lots of us in here can relate to that, but the God sees us, God sees where we are, and here he brought somebody from Africa to be hospice care for Ba's mom, read the entire book of John
yeah.
That night that he was there. And he said that they're told, you shouldn't bring religion into the house, but he just felt compelled to share this. And so God watching and sharing the book of John with Ba, and then to see her heart just to share that hope that's within her, and just to do the best that she can in explaining it. And it's the heart that people see. It's the heart that people relate or respond to. And we don't know, not always do we see immediate response, but but we're planting seeds. Amen. And so, I thank you for
You're
sharing
welcome.
That.
Thank you.
Ba, we love you.
Yeah.
We see the faithfulness of God, as I was talking about, and in Hebrews chapter 13, starting in verse 20, it says, "Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for the way that you just, you utilize us, you equip us, you ask us to go to service, you give us an opportunity just to share the love that we have for you, and more importantly, that you have for us with others. And Lord, we just, it's overwhelming that an all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, all-loving God would choose to use somebody like me, like us, to spread your word. But Lord, that's what you've done, and may we do that faithfully. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.